Hello, Sublette County and LaBarge. This is Albert Summers reporting to you from Cheyenne on March 6th, the 18th day of the 2024 budget session. As we approach the end of the legislative session, our focus remains on Senate file bills. Today, several bills made progress. Senate File 99 prohibits physicians from performing procedures related to gender transitioning and gender reassignment on children. As written, I was concerned this bill would not allow children to receive the mental health treatment needed, but an amendment to ensure children can still receive necessary mental health passed. I am supportive of this bill, but unfortunately, I couldn't vote on this bill as I was called to the governor's office to discuss the budget. Senate File 54 has progressed through the Senate and has passed second reading in the House, and I support this bill. This property tax bill has received various amendments. As amended, the bill now proposes a 25% exemption of assessed value for single-family homes valued at $3 million or less in Wyoming. A separate amendment considered an exemption of $200,000 for 1 year, an additional $200,000 or 25% a second year. This amendment failed. It would have cost the state over $700 million from the general fund to reimburse local governments for the estimated loss in property tax revenue. Wyoming people need relief, but it must be thoughtful and targeted relief, as local counties and schools still need revenue coming in to operate. Senate File 105 passed the House today with my support. This bill shares similarities with House Bill 151, a bill that died earlier in the session. This bill curbs discrimination on credit card transactions related to firearms and prohibits governmental entities from maintaining lists or registries of privately owned firearms. Senate File 109, also known as Prohibit Red Flag Gun Seizure Act, seeks to prevent the implementation of federal red flag gun laws within Wyoming. These federal regulations allow individuals to petition a court for temporary restrictions on someone's access to firearms. Initially, I had concerns that passing this law might hinder law enforcement's ability to confiscate weapons from individuals who are legally prohibited from having them. So I proposed an amendment which passed. This bill aims to safeguard Second Amendment rights while ensuring that due process is followed before anyone's firearms are seized. I supported this bill. As we continue the final week of the legislative session, we remain dedicated to advancing policies that serve the best interests of all Wyoming residents. Please don't hesitate to contact me at albert@albertsummers.com. Thank you.